Welcome back. This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. The Wild Women Tribe has another retreat coming up on June 2nd to 4th in Moab. This is a wilderness retreat, and it circles around, well, many things, and one of those is a theme that I like. It's the theme of women supporting women in business. We welcome Renee Huang, who is the founder of the Wild Women Tribe, and she's come back to the studio. We spoke with her last year. She's exploring this expansive journey of the Wild Women Tribe. Welcome, Renee. Nice to have you.
Hi, guys. Nice to be back.
So you do, we were talking about wearing multiple hats in this town, and you do that. And, well, tell us about your multiple hats.
Well, I'm a mom, and I also have a full-time job at the Symphony and the Opera and the Deer Valley Music Festival, because we're all the same.
Yeah.
And this is a passion project I started. You caught me on the very beginning of it, I think at the beginning of the fall last year. And like you said, it's been a journey. You know, it's about connecting women, and not just in the business forum. I mean, the initial and the main goal is to take women into these transformational experiences outdoors, but to remove all those little silos that we have in life, you know, because it's not like we're a mom only from certain hours and then we're a working person and then we're a friend. I mean, these things happen, networking happens, and growth and opportunity and evolution happens when you just kind of remove it all and you see each other as whole people. So it's like, it's not just a book club or a wine club or a hiking group or a networking group. It's everything all in one.
Oh, I like that. And you know, with that kind of collaboration between not only women, but between silos, as you say, it just makes for a greater, just a greater whole, which helps us to ascend, evolve, and transform much more quickly and kind of claim that power that we as women all know that we have. It's just sometimes there's a gap in how we get there.
I think so, because we try to put things in boxes. Like, that's what humans do. You know, we try to label things and we try to say, you know, this is what I'm going to do now. But we are all multitasking individuals that don't often wear different hats at different times. I mean, we wear them all at the same time, if you really think about it. When you do business with someone, you do it primarily because you really like them. Right. So why don't you go hiking with them? And then maybe something happens on the side, or, you know, you might go to a fitness class and discover a whole side of friendships that you might not encounter normally. I mean, I think removing those barriers is what's been really important. And the women business owners in this town, I have got to say, are exceptional. I mean, they've stepped up. They've stepped in. They've said, how can I help? What can I do? How can I support you? I mean, it's been incredible. You know, Melissa from Tadasana and Whitney and Lindsay from BOCO and Jen and Dean from Indigo Highway and Claudia at Hugo's. I mean, they've all contributed to swag bags and just said, how can we be of support to you? What more can we do? So it's been really fantastic.
Renee, talk about the aspect of Moab and wilderness and what that does. Because I know Moab's been kind of a center for wilderness retreats over the years. There's a guy, Bill Plotkin, who wrote a couple of books about emotional development, and he's been doing Moab-based retreats where they go out into the sandstone for many days at a time and do a lot of different processes, one being a solo. You know, they start as a group, and then everybody goes off in solos. And wilderness kind of plays an essential role in, as you said, stripping away a lot of those hats, and something is allowed to happen in that space. You create the space by stripping things out, and wilderness plays a role in that, I assume. And Moab, what an amazing place to allow the wilderness to do that, because it's such spectacular scenery and just, you know, an environment down there.
Well, we initially started this winter with doing one-day retreats called Wanders here in Park City, because Park City is exceptional for outdoors as well. But you're right. I think there's something about the outdoors that really is grounding and balancing and curative, and just the act of, like, separating ourselves from technology and turning off the phone and looking people in the eyes and breathing the air and kind of connecting on that level. You know, you let nature in, and it's absorptive, and it helps balance you. And Moab has like the beautiful, stunning red rock country around there that many people have spiritual awakenings in. So I think it was just a no-brainer. And it's also so close to us. It's only three hours away, and we're not doing anything as intense as, you know, going off solo trips, but it's meant to be something where if you've never camped before, if you love camping, you can go and just do it in a very safe environment with women. And we have this beautiful group campsite. One of the main campsites along the Colorado that is very coveted is called Big Bend, and it's right in this beautiful bend of the Colorado. And so we have a group site there. We'll camp for two nights, and we'll have workshops around the campfire and on the trails, and morning yoga provided by Tadasana, and lots of other juicy things to uncover.
All having the catalyst for this is a business discussion or interaction of business people. What's the business component?
The business component is the women who are coming together to provide the workshop. So we do have two instructors from Tadasana coming, giving sunrise yoga. And then we have this feminine embodiment coach. Her name's Casey Aksoy, and she actually just moved here from New York with her husband just in January. So she's new to Park City. You guys will get to know her. I mean, she's around town. She's emerging. She's launched her business. It's called Wild Sexy Free. And so it's about evolving women from the inside out, so helping you reclaim yourself, because if you're not serving yourself and taking care of yourself, you can't take care of the people around you. And then we have Ann Dorsey, who is a holistic nutritionist down in Salt Lake, and her business is called Milk and Honey Wellness. She was just named by City Weekly as the top nutritionist in Utah for 2018. So she's coming, setting all the meals, and then also doing nutritional kind of guidance. And then this one's really fun. Andrea Latimer is the owner and founder of Bitters Lab. So do you guys know what bitters are?
Mm-hmm.
They're distilled from aromatics and herbs, and you use them in baking and most famously cocktails.
Yeah.
So she's coming and doing fireside cocktail classes.
So, oh, this sounds like a
so it's
great
it's
time.
Business on that level, Tim, because it's women coming together who are business owners, but then it's also just like body, mind, spirit, fun.
So yeah. Who's the audience, and how many slots do you have? And
it's limited. It's filling up fast. Yep. There's only going to be room for 16 because we don't want it to be like a massive sort of thing where you're nameless and faceless. The audience is anyone over the age of 21. And these wanders that I did during the winter were really amazing because it brought people from different walks of life together. I mean, I thought it was going to be my girlfriends from Park City, mm-hmm. but it was like these women who came from Harriman and Logan and Ogden and all over the Salt Lake Valley, all ages. I kid you not, like from 20s all the way to almost 60. And I think the magic happens when different ages and stages of women come together and share and are open.
Right. So how can women find more about this?
So I'm on Facebook and on Instagram, but the website, which has most of the information, is wildwomentribe.net.
Right. It's a beautiful site as well. I've been on it a few times. So you're having a great time with this.
What's the
thing that's enriching you most from doing this passion work?
Well, so for me, last year was all about finding what my purpose was, and I'm still discovering that. But I feel like as I step into that and empower myself, empowering other women is really lighting me up. So creating the program, creating the fun, and then just kind of stepping back and saying, okay, you guys show up and you do what it is you want to do, and letting that unfold. And it's amazing.
Wonderful. So how up until this point, how many workshops or daily wanderings have you conducted?
So I've done them every other month, just mainly because of my day job. But yes. It's been amazing. People have come out of the woodwork. I mean, we've already had several hundred people participate because they sell out. I mean, you know, we announce them. We're like, hey, there's going to be yoga and snowshoeing and brunch at Hugo's. And then we're going to do vision boards. And people just kind of flock to them.
They gravitate.
It's serving a need. And I think the invitation to show up and kind of make it what they want is really what is...
Where have you put the invitation out? We only have a few 30 seconds left, but how do people hear about you? Is it word of mouth, or is it they go
Facebook.
Into Hugo and they see something, or Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. It's mainly digital, so Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, that's terrific.
And they can sign up for newsletters.
Again, it's June 2nd through 4th. It's going to take place in Moab, Utah. You say it's 3 hours away. You must drive really fast.
Don't tell anyone.
Renee Huang, thank you so much for joining us again. Nice
thank
to
you.
See you.